If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 84. Psalm 84. How many of you have heard the song, God on the Mountain? I'm sure many of you have heard that song. It goes like this: life is easy when you're up on the mountain, and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. He said, we talk of faith way up on the mountain. Talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now down in the valleys of trials and temptations, that's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. And he goes on, repeats the chorus. You know, this is it's a beautiful song, tremendous message. And tonight I want to preach on the valley of tears. And Psalm 84, I'm going to read this entire psalm, but we're going to be focusing on verse 5 and 6. Actually, by verse 5, 6, and 7. It says, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow had found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. We're going to be looking here at verse 5, 6, and 7, where it talks about passing through the valley of Baca and make it a well. We're going to be looking at that tonight. You know, what's interesting in the scripture, you know, I was mentioning that song, God, and he's not just the God of the mountain, but he's the God of the valley. And there is actually a story in the Bible in 1 Kings chapter 20. You don't have to turn there, but I'm just going to reference it. In 1 Kings 20, I believe it's verse 23, where the servants of Syria, the king of Assyria, they had told the king that because they were losing the battle with Israel and they were fighting in the mountains and the hills. And so they told the king, they said, you know, their God is a God of the hills. And so let's fight them in the plains. Let's fight them down here in the valleys, because their God is not the God of the valleys. And of course, the prophet, he came and spoke to Israel, and because the Lord knew exactly what was being said. And the Lord spoke to the man through the man of God, and he said that, I'm going to give you all the victory over the Assyrians, or the Syrians, because I am not only the God of the hills, I am the God of the valleys. In fact, he is the only God that there is. You know, wouldn't it be great if we never had to go through valleys in life? You know, we think that it would be great. But really, there's a great purpose that God has in these valleys. And I hope to share that tonight to help you. And, you know, we think that we'd like life to just be an even keel or we'd like life to be all mountaintops, but it's not. We go through valleys. What is a valley? Well, it's a depression in the earth. It's usually between hills or mountains. A valley is a deep place. It's fixed between two mountains. It's a dark place. It can be a discouraging place. And here in the Bible, where he talks about the valley of Baca, who passing through the valley of Baca. It's only mentioned this one time here in Psalm 84. It's not mentioned anywhere else, but the Hebrew word Baca, here's what's interesting. This word Baca means weeping. Weeping or tears. This is the valley of weeping. In some instances, this Hebrew word was used to speak of a certain tree. They would call it a weeping tree. It was a tree like the balsam tree or the mulberry tree that would, at different times of the years, it would drip down resin or gum. And so it was kind of like teardrops coming down out of the tree. And so Baca was used to refer to those. But I don't know. From all what I've studied, nobody knows where this place is. It more than likely was a literal place outside Jerusalem somewhere. Or, if not, it's a poetic expression. And I want you to think about this. Jerusalem is situated upon a hill. To get to Jerusalem, you're going to pass through valleys. That's the only way you can get to Jerusalem, is to go through valleys. And so I want you to think about that thought for just a minute. There can be no Jerusalems without valleys. Did you know Jerusalem means the city of peace? And of course, we're looking for that new Jerusalem. And I don't know if you realize this. The reason I read the whole psalm is so you can see that it's a psalm of pilgrimage. It's a psalm that would be sung by pilgrims as they were going to Jerusalem to worship. Now, the law required Jews to, or at least every Jewish male was required at least 3 times a year to go up to Jerusalem to worship. And this, for many families, was a highlight to be able to go to Jerusalem for these feasts and just to go into the temple. And what you see here in these first five verses, or first four verses, you can see the longing of this pilgrim for God, this longing to go to the house of God, and how it was such a blessing to go into God's house. And to meet with God and to be in the presence of God in His house. And so that's what it's talking about. These pilgrims that are longing, but on their way going, many of them had to come from long distances. And so as they were going, they would go through valleys. And some of these valleys were very, very dry around Jerusalem. There was no water. There was, they would get weary on their journey as they were going through these valleys. And so what the psalmist is picturing here, these pilgrims going up to the house of God and passing through this valley of Baca. If it was a literal valley, then, that would be very interesting. But I do believe that even though if it was a literal valley, I believe this psalmist here is using this valley to speak of a valley or a place of tears, a place of weeping. You know, as they were going to the temple, it may have been on Yom Kippur, which was the Day of Atonement, that they would be traveling, and that was the feast where they would confess their sins, and they would offer up sacrifice on the Day of Atonement. The high priest would sprinkle that blood on the mercy seat on behalf of all the nation. But you know, this weeping may have been associated with that as well. But here's what I believe. I believe that this Valley of Baca describes any place of suffering or any place of sorrow that you and I face on our way to heaven. I hope you can see that symbolism here. Here they are going up to the house of God. They're going up to Jerusalem to worship God. We are pilgrims, are we not? Just like they were pilgrims, we are pilgrims. We're just passing through this world. And as we pass through this world on our way to the New Jerusalem, to God's heavenly temple to worship Him, we're gonna go through a lot of valleys on the way. We're going to go through a lot of Valley of Bacchus, the valleys of weeping, valleys of sorrow. I have three simple points tonight. And the first one is every Christian will pass through the Valley of Baca. Every Christian will pass through on their way to heaven. We're going to pass through this valley. Many times, multiple times throughout life, we're going to go through this valley of sorrow. You know, I really love the songs. I told Curtis while I was preaching on, I gave him one song, but I really appreciated that God leads us along. You know, where it talks about sometimes on the mountain where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. You know, that song speaks of this Valley of Baca. And that song tells us a very, very important truth, that as pilgrims passing through this world on our way to the New Jerusalem, as God is leading us along, God will lead us through valleys of Baca. I mean, he's going to lead us through those valleys. He's going to lead us up mountains, but he's going to lead us through some valleys. These valleys are inevitable. You know, I want you to think about, you know, I know that it seems like a lot of people in our church are going through a valley of some sort. I mean, I don't know why God keeps directing me to these messages. I mean, it's not just for my sake. I mean, yes, it's for my sake, but I struggled this week getting this message. This was the last thing I looked at. I mean, I was working on some other things to preach tonight because I'm not in a series right now, and so pray for me. I'd rather be in a series where I know where I'm going, and sometimes it's a struggle. You know, you're seeking the Lord, and okay, Lord, what do you want? And what I've been studying all day yesterday and most of today was not what I'm preaching tonight. It's like the Lord would not just give me any peace about it. So finally I said, Lord, you're going to have to give me some thought. You're going to have to give me something. And this was something that he did give me. And of course, I came across this about 2 or 3 months ago when I was reading this psalm. But as I begin to look at it, I begin to look around and see there are a lot of people in our church going through the valley of disease. They're struggling with some kind of sickness in their family or in their own life. Many are going through the valley of distress, just continual pain, chronic pain, physical pain. They're just going through it. I mean, there's a lot of people going through it. Some going through the valley of the shadow of death, watching their loved one die. We have one tonight, Stephanie, that's with her mom. You know, people are going through that. Some experienced the sorrow of losing a loved one of recent. I mean, many are going through that valley, the shadow of death, the valley of discouragement. You know, the valley of depression. There's all kinds of valleys that we go through that this Valley of Baca speaks of. All of us experience these experiences at one time or another in our life. The Valley of Tears. Whether you're a Christian or not, really, you have to go through the Valley of Baca. Here's the difference, though. If you know Jesus, He walks with you through that valley. What a big difference. What a huge difference. You know, I love Psalm 23. I mean, we don't even have to turn there. Most all of you know that psalm. I love it. One of my favorite songs I'm listening to over and over is Psalm 23, and it's sung by Stuart Townsend, and he's, I think, from UK somewhere, but it's a wonderful song based on Psalm 23. But, you know, I'm so grateful that the Lord, he's our shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. I mean, think about that, though. I do walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he says in that psalm. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I mean, think about that song. Even the last part of that psalm, he talks about dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. That's our destination. I mean, that's where we're headed. And so as our Savior is leading us to that place to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, we're going to go through the valley of the shadow of death. We're going to go through these hard spots in life, but we need to remember this. God knows our tears. You know, Psalm 56, in verse number 8, I want you to look at this verse. It says, thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? You know, this word tellest means that to make a mark or a notation or to write something down, to record. And so the psalmist is speaking to God, saying, God, you are recording my wanderings. And then he says, put thou my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Are they not in thy book? You know, God is, he's keeping a record of all of our tears. Think about that. God knows. He's the one leading us through these valleys. He knows. He understands. You know, Jesus, he's a Savior that is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Hebrews 4:15 tells us that. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. When he came to this earth and he was made flesh, he walked through life, he went through valleys himself. Valleys of Baca, valleys of tears, valleys of weeping. I think of the Garden of Gethsemane when he was there, pouring out his heart before God, weeping. Weeping. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. When we suffer, he suffers. He knows our tears. He's called in Isaiah 53 a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. It tells us in that chapter as well that surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's our Savior. Amen. Think about that. He's touched by our sorrows. I'm glad here in this psalm, going back there, it says, who passing through the valley of Baca, who passing through, it's not our final destination. Passing through. here's a good truth, though. I want you to think about this. Some Christians get stuck in this valley. It's almost like they pitch a tent in this valley. Listen, we need to remember our destination. This is not our destination. God does not want us to stay in this valley. We're just passing through. Don't forget where you're going. You're on a pilgrimage. Baca is not your home. God has something better for us. We're just passing through. 2 Corinthians 4:17, Paul said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. You know, he's talking about our light affliction. He, you know, look at what Paul suffered. I mean, If we were to go and look at all the things Paul suffered, we'd think our suffering is nothing. It's nothing. But he says our light affliction. It's light in comparison to the weight of glory that's waiting. Keep your eyes on the destination. Keep your eyes on where you're going. You know, these pilgrims here, I think that's what this psalm is all about. It's about reminding them, though you're going to pass through this valley of Baca, keep your eyes on your destination, God's house, God's presence. Because he says at the end of verse 7, every one of them in Zion appeared before God. I mean, he's trying to help them keep on trekking, because you're going to get there. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep singing, I'm bound for the promised land. Keep on singing when we all get to heaven. We're marching to Zion. I'm just a passing through. Keep on singing, sweet by and by. You know, keep your eyes on focus on where you're going. I'm reminded by the story of an old country preacher. They asked him what his favorite part of the Bible was. And he said, my favorite part is the one that says, and it came to pass. And they was like, why that? And it came to pass. Why not something like Psalm 23 or you know, something, other verse? And he said, well, those verses are good as well. But he said, I like, and it came to pass. And so they asked this preacher, why do you like that so much? And he said, well, I know whatever I go through, no matter how bad it is, this too will come to pass, and I'll make it through. Every Christian is going to pass through this valley. It's inevitable. It's part of our life. But number two, the Christian finds refreshment in the valley of Baca. I love this part. The Christian finds refreshment. Look what it says. Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. Make it a well. You know, from what I've read about this valley of Baca, it seemed like it's just a dry, desert-like valley where it's a drought. There's no water. Weary pilgrims traveling through. They're tired and weary. No water. They dig a well. They dig a well. And, of course, he's using this to speak as a metaphor. I mean, this whole thing we're talking about, it's like a metaphor that this valley, though it may be literal valley, he's using it as a metaphor that a valley that we all go through, a valley of tears, a valley of weeping, but he says they make it a well. They go to digging to get refreshment. You know, if we're in the valley, maybe you're in the valley tonight, some kind of valley of tears, you need to do some digging in the Word of God. Amen. You know, there's a well right here. There's a well of refreshment for the valley. I guarantee you, if you would dig in the Word, you'll get some refreshment. You know, the Bible is spoken of often as water. Right here is refreshment for us. Amen. When we go through these valleys of Baca, dig into the promises of God, the promises of the Word of God. There's a well of comfort in the Word of God. There's a well of victory in the Word of God. And you know, a lot of times we don't dig very deep. You know, it's like, you know, if you're out, you took a hoe, you begin hoeing potatoes. You don't have to dig very deep to get potatoes, do you? But if you want to get a diamond, you have to dig real deep. You know, the Word of God, you know, sometimes we just get the surface. We don't dig in deep. But, you know, if you get in the Word of God and start digging into the Word of God, you're going to get some diamonds of God's promises. You're going to get some encouragement to help heal you from your hurt, to bring you comfort when you're traveling through this valley of weeping. So dig into the Word of God. And another thing, we need to dig into the presence of God by prayer. You know, it's great going into the house of God to worship that they're talking of here, but guess what? When we're in that valley, God is with us.
Amen.
God leadeth his dear children along. He's right there with us. His presence is with us. And we can talk to him.
Amen.
We can spend time with him. We can cry out to him. We can seek him. You know, the Lord wants us to seek him. I think these valleys are for that reason.
Amen.
You know, because when we're comfortable in life, we're in the mountaintops, we don't really see the need to seek the Lord too much. But when we get in these valleys where we're hurting, where we're weeping, where we have many tears, we seek the Lord. We're more likely to seek the Lord. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart, with all thy soul." We'll find him in these Valley of Baca's.
Amen.
I guarantee you, you'll find him.
Amen.
You may be in this valley thinking, "Where are you, Lord? I don't feel your presence. Lord, you said you'd never leave me or forsake me. Lord, your word promises that," but he's there. He's there. Seek him with all your heart. You'll find him. He's right there with you. You know, we also need to dig deep into the grace of God. I think about the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 when he prayed about that thorn in the flesh and he found God's grace sufficient. In fact, he even gloried in his suffering because it was in his suffering and his weakness that he was able to experience God's strength and God's grace. And this song, Psalm in verse 5, it says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee." It's talking about whose strength is in the Lord. You know, when we dig deep into God's grace and his presence and his word, we're going to get strength. We're going to get strength. You know, there are many of these valleys, but there are a few wells in these valleys. I want to encourage you tonight. This is a wonderful truth. I read this today, and I want to share this. And, you know, don't waste your valley. When you go through the valley of suffering, go through the valley of weeping, dig a well. Dig out a blessing in that valley, in that place of barrenness, so that others can be refreshed. I think about the Apostle Paul when he went through the Valley of Baca. Remember when he was in prison? I would say that would be a Valley of Baca. To be in prison. And what did he do? He wrote Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon. He left a well. He dug a well in those valleys. And he left a well for us to drink from. You know, when you go through these valleys, God's purpose is not just to help you grow and be strong in him, but so you can help others too in their valleys. So you can give them some refreshment. So what's important is not what you go through, but what you leave behind. Determine to leave a well in the valley for others. The third truth tonight, the Christian increases in strength in the Valley of Baca. As we read here, look in verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. They go from strength to strength. You know, we don't like valleys. We don't like them. But it's in the valley where our faith is tested. It's where our faith is exercised. It's where we grow in strength. It's where we go from victory to victory, from strength to strength. You know, if you pray, "God, I want you to use me. God, I want you to give revival." When you start praying for people, you start praying for souls, there's going to be a Valley of Baca. There will be a valley of Baca. I'm not trying to scare you from praying, but I'm just saying God requires a path that goes through the valley of Baca, because that's where we get strength. As we trust in God through this pilgrim journey, going through this valley of Baca, we're strengthened by God and we find refreshment in Him who, passing through a valley, or the valley of Baca, make it a well. Make it a well. Man, that's so good. You know, I thought about, you know, valleys, you know, that's, these valleys are for God's glory. He takes us through them so He can be glorified. Because you look at this song. I mean, look at the praise that's given to God. And in the last part of this, in verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He uphold to them that walk upright. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. I mean, God gets us the glory in these valleys. As we trust Him, as we go through the valley, we dig deep, we make a well out of that valley, God is glorified. And we are strengthened. We grow. But then we get to help others. Amen. It's for other people's good. Yeah. Your valley is to help others. So you can help others in their valleys. I hope that this will help you tonight, Lord. As you think about what the Lord, how the Lord leads us at times. He leads us through these dark valleys of Baca. Valley of weeping, valley of tears. God is God of the valley, just as He's the God of the mountain. As that song said, don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. Amen. And the God of the good times is still the God in the bad times. Let's stand. We're going to pray. Our dear Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for Your word tonight. We're grateful, Lord, that these simple truths, Lord, sometimes are hidden in the language, Lord, that we have to dig for and to see them. But, Lord, I'm thankful that Lord, that You've shown us tonight, Lord, that we're all going to pass through these valleys of weeping. Lord, that's where You lead us, Lord. And Lord, it's because You love us and because you want to see us grow closer to You. You want us to lean more upon You. You want us to seek You more with all of our hearts. And Lord, as we do, we begin to make a well in these valleys. We begin to get refreshment, Lord, in the midst of these valley of tears. We get some comfort. We get some strength. We get some refreshment. And Lord, we can share that refreshment with others who are going through valleys. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for what the wonderful work that You do in our lives, Lord. Sometimes it's so mysterious, Lord. You work in such mysterious ways. And so many times we question why. Why, Lord? But Lord, help us to see that You are good and that You have a purpose in our lives, and if we'll just simply follow You and trust You and look to You and draw near to You. Lord, as You close out this psalm, blessed is those who trust in You, O Lord. Lord, help us to have greater trust in You. Lord, to see how great Your love is for us, and Lord, that we might trust You more and more. Lord, thank You for Your word tonight. Pray, Lord, You'd use it tonight in each and every heart. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.